Hello, all you Lifebook members. Thank you for tuning into the Lifebook podcast today. I'm your host, Jordan River, and I hope you are having a wonderful time in the Lifebook community, crafting your life visions. Today, we have my father, the founder of Lifebook on the line, John Butcher. How you doing, man?
Doing great, Jordan. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Excellent. Super excited for today's episode here in 2020, Health and Fitness Month. And today's podcast is going to be a little bit different between me and you.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm extra excited for it. We're straying away from the traditional format, the Q&A format, and we're talking about something a little bit different. And I know it's going to be totally profound for the listeners. Today's episode is all about the power of purpose. And I think it's just perfect for Health and Fitness Month, especially with the New Year's coming up, you know, everyone's resolutions. And I think today's episode is going to help shine some light on why most resolutions fail. And I think it'll also leave the listeners with some great tools and principles to maximize their chances of sticking with their resolutions, especially in the health and fitness category. So many New Year's resolutions revolve around health and fitness, right?
That's right. It's foundational. I mean, for some reason, you know, January comes up and you really want to dial in your health and fitness for the coming year. Everyone seems to gravitate in that direction.
It's absolutely true. And that's why purpose is going to be so poignant to talk about in this month, because this whole thing kind of came about from a really interesting line of thought. We were just talking off air. You were talking about how you were thinking about the PVPS formula, the premise, vision, purpose, strategy work that we all do in Lifebook, and how those different facets all tie differently to each category. And you noticed a link between purpose and health and fitness that was really, really profound, right?
That's exactly right. You know, it's interesting. Missy and I have been doing this work for a lot of years. We've been really consciously deep diving into the 12 categories for over 20 years now. And we've been working with other people for 12, 13 years. And during that time, we've noticed some really interesting patterns. For instance, and I'll bet most people listening to this podcast can relate to this. We see a lot of premise issues in the financial category. A lot of people have been taught that money is the root of all evil all of their life, or that rich people are bad, right?
Right.
Those are lousy premises, and they can have a devastating effect on your financial life. Vision for the financial category is never a problem. Everyone knows they want to make more money. You know, everyone knows that they want to have an abundant financial life, but it's that premise issue that people have to get over. Very, very common. And big breakthroughs can happen in Lifebook as a result of really digging into your premise in the financial category. In the love relationship category, what we've seen are a lot of vision issues.
Mm.
Like most people come into Lifebook have no idea what an extraordinary love relationship would even look like or feel like.
Right.
So it doesn't do any good to talk about a strategy for your love relationship if you have no clear picture of what it is you're trying to build. So we've really seen that vision is an area where a lot of people need a lot of propping up in Lifebook. We've seen strategy issues in categories too. For instance, the quality of life category, premise, vision, and purpose typically come pretty easy in the quality of life category, but how do I get there? How do you create an amazing environment for yourself on a budget?
That is so interesting.
How do you travel the world when you don't have a lot of disposable income? That kind of
thing. Right. And then purpose, you connected to health and fitness. That makes so much sense. Talk to me about that.
Oh, by far the biggest pattern we've seen over the years when it comes to PVPS across the 12 categories by a mile is the health and fitness category. It almost always comes down to purpose. Success in your health and fitness, 99% of the time, is going to come down to how strong or weak your purpose is, right? Because everyone knows how to get in shape, Jordan. Every single person listening to this podcast knows that if you want to get in really, really great shape, you've got to eat right and you've got to exercise. Bam. I mean,
yeah.
That's it, right?
So where's the disconnect?
It's
purpose.
Why.
It's, wow.
You can spend a lifetime studying how to eat right and exercise and fine-tuning your knowledge and skills, but that's a strategy. That's how to get in better shape. Whether or not you're going to do it is totally going to be determined by your purpose, your why. If your why is weak, anything can derail you, and it will. But if you've got a strong enough purpose, it's literally transformational, meaning you can transcend just about any challenge or situation and take it out of play. And so that's how powerful purpose is in the health and fitness category.
Okay, I'm so excited to dive into this. I want to start with a little bit of an overview and a little bit of a recap, because I know in the Lifebook program, you talked about having a big enough why, but can you maybe talk to the audience now about the incredible transformational benefits that come with identifying and then deeply connecting with your purpose in each category or any area of life?
Absolutely. It is the fuel. it's the drive, it's the reason, it's the why, it's why you will get up out of bed and do it versus not doing it. If you can dial into why you want it so bad that you're not willing to let anything come between you and that goal, no matter what, you will climb any mountain, you will cross any distance, you will cover any terrain, you will do whatever is required to make that happen because you care about it so much, you want it so bad, you're so completely committed to it. If you can take that energy and make it stronger and stronger in your life, a bigger and bigger purpose, nothing will be able to stop you from achieving that goal. Mm-hmm. And the exact same thing is true in the other direction. If you have no reason, if you have no commitment, if you have no driving desire, it doesn't matter how awesome your vision is or what kind of strategies you have in place, you're not going to be able to get yourself to move. It's the fuel in the gas tank. It's the motivation behind why you want what you want. And that's why it's so incredibly important to dial into it.
Yeah. If you have the best strategy in the world and the healthiest premise and all this stuff without a purpose, there is no fuel for the engine to even start.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, the bottom line is you need all four. You need solid premises. You need a crystal clear vision. You need a super strong purpose. And you need effective strategies to get you there. If any of those links are broken, the whole chain is broken.
That's true. And they all serve such different functions. Sorry, but if your strategy is off, it's almost like the engine works fine, but your car's navigation system is busted or flipped.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's like exactly right.
They all serve very specific, unique purposes. That's a good point.
You're 100% right.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to health and fitness specifically, you know, people remain in these unhealthy patterns, unhealthy loops for years. Those are oftentimes what New Year's resolutions surround. What, in your estimation, are the most common reasons why people remain in those loops and try to break free and can't and that sort of thing?
Well, you know, over the years, Jordan, Missy and I have identified three reasons why people fail in their health and fitness. And these three reasons apply to us. They apply to everybody. When Missy and I are doing amazing, it's because we've got these three things handled. When we're not doing so well, when we're in a little bit of a slump, one of these three reasons is rearing its ugly head. And so this is 20 years of experience, you know, really consolidated down. The first reason that people fail in their health and fitness is basically just ignorance. They just don't know that eating McDonald's every day and Taco Bell and, you know, that big sip friggin', you know, cola, and they just don't know that that stuff is bad for them. No one's ever told them that.
Sure.
I mean, Miss and I were there in our early 20s. I mean, just everyone listening to this podcast, just think about how you used to eat when you were a kid, if you could get away with it, you know.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't know until we studied. This was before the internet, right? So the information wasn't just there in our faces. We never used to read labels. We used to feed you kids SpaghettiOs and friggin' powdered donuts for breakfast. And
right, it was the culture for sure. But I'll also add this. There was definitely, you know, not knowing any of those things were bad for you. And then now I would say there's even an added layer. They try to sneak things in. I know you love Eric Edmeads from WildFit. He came on and he has some PDF called 26 or 16 ways that the food industry slips sugar into your food. It's not called sugar and it's sugar free, but it does the exact same thing to your body. So you do have to be educated on that stuff. And that's why I love doing this show and working with people like Eric to kind of expose that stuff. Because if you're ignorant and you think that it's okay because it has some sort of artificial non-sugar sweetener, a lot of the time those things are really, really bad. So yeah, it's about the education.
Now, in the modern world, you have the best of everything and the worst of everything. It's a two sides.
Yes.
The worst of everything is exactly what you just said. You really need to understand what you're putting into your body. You've really got to read those labels and know what they mean. But the good news is you can get that information because of the internet.
Yeah.
Like it used
quickly
to.
And accurately. True.
Exactly.
That's true.
Right. So the first reason people fail is because they just don't have the information they need. Right?
Right.
And I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there.
Totally.
The second reason that people fail is basically laziness, which really comes down to apathy, meaning I don't care. I know that stuff isn't good for me, but I don't care enough to change my behavior. I'm going to do it anyway.
Totally.
In the Life Book program, I tell the story of, you know, I had a brother like that, my brother Phil. He knew that the way he carried on with smoking and drinking and drugs and the way he ate, and he knew that that stuff wasn't good for him. He just didn't give a rat's ass.
Right.
And he ended up dying at 27. And, you know, that's kind of where that road leads at the extreme.
True.
So that one's tough because it's like, I'm fully aware that I'm being self-destructive right now, and I just don't care. Well, what do you think that does to your self-esteem?
Exactly.
We've all also been there, right? We have all known that we shouldn't be eating the second helping of whatever, or we shouldn't be smoking, or we shouldn't be drinking too much, or we shouldn't be doing this or that, and we do it anyway. Every single one of us can relate to that, right?
Yeah, that's such a good point. And I just want to throw in, I'm so glad you said self-esteem. Speaking with Jana Atwood, she said a lot of the times when people do things that they know are bad, it's because there's a self-love issue is what she called it. But you did so much work in self-esteem, and I wonder if people with that other inclination would take to that type of work if it could maybe pull them out of that.
Well, you know, my experience has been, I feel like I've had a lot to fight against, Jordan. We, you know, have addiction. It runs so bad in our family, especially for the men. You know, half of the men in our family don't make it to 40.
Yeah, and your upbringing wasn't easy.
No, but you know, I've had Missy and I've had Lifebook, and those are the two absolute saving graces of my life. I wouldn't even be here if it weren't for those two things.
Wow.
So, you know, all the study that I've done on self-esteem, I feel like it's been a life raft, but it hasn't been, you know, this slam dunk cure.
Sure.
I feel like it's an ongoing process of trying to get better and better and trying to release the bad things and add more of the good things, but definitely studying self-esteem, what it is, where it comes from. And by the way, Nathaniel Brandon's the only person that I would recommend in that whole area, because there's some really, really bad stuff out there that isn't
right.
What I'm talking about. Self-esteem isn't just looking at yourself in the mirror and giving yourself a friggin' first place trophy and saying, oh, you're so beautiful, I've never seen anything as beautiful as you. That's not what it's about. Self-esteem is the judgment you pass on yourself, and you can't fake it. It's got to be real. It's got to be true. It's got to be based on reality. You know if you're faking it or not. It's a very complex, very important part of life. And Nathaniel Brandon's books, I couldn't recommend them all strongly enough. The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem is a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you brought
that up. The second reason that people fail in their health and fitness, they know what they're doing isn't good for them, but they just don't care. And then the third reason is where addiction lives, really. The third reason is just lack of self-control. And this is a tough one, because listen to this. I know that this behavior is bad for me, self-destructive for me, and I really do care. I really do, but I can't help myself.
Yeah, that's so tough.
I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
You want to stop, but you can't.
No, because there's all kinds of horrible emotions like shame and guilt and, of course, lack of self-esteem and frustration.
Right.
I mean, you can do amazing all day long with your diet and workout, and then you can ruin it in 10 minutes at the end of the day by whatever, eating a whole friggin' cake or smoking and drinking or you know, and then you're like, damn, I can't believe I just did that. Instant regret.
Yeah.
And I'll bet most of us can relate to that at one time or another too, right?
Totally. Shame spiral time. That's exactly right. The emotions that are tied up into it, that's such a good point. That's where it all comes from. That's where all this energy comes from.
That's exactly right. So here's the thing, man. You can either continue to struggle with one or more of these issues all of your life. I don't know. I don't have the information I need. I know, but I don't care. Or I know and I care, but I just can't help myself. You can either continue to struggle with those things, or you can transcend them and take them out of play by getting such a strong purpose that it can wipe out every single one of those obstacles. It can wipe out internal obstacles. It can wipe out external obstacles, anything that stands in between you and your goal. Because if you have a strong enough why, for instance, I don't know, ignorance, your purpose will wipe out your why, because the information you need is out there. If you want to lose weight, best practices are known. You can't go through a typical day in America without encountering at least a dozen different programs or pitches on how to get healthier or thinner,
right,
or longer, faster, right? But there are a thousand hows. It's your why that matters. If you've got a strong enough why, you will go out there and you will find the information you need and you'll put it in play. And it's the same thing with the other two. A strong purpose will blow them all away. So that's my highest recommendation for the month of January, is to get your purpose on in the health and fitness category. And Jordan, can I tell you how I did that in the most effective way that I've ever encountered?
Please, yes.
Okay, this is the exercise from this podcast. It's called The Power of 12. It's 12 category interconnectivity. What I did one year when I was setting high health and fitness goals, and I meant it, I really wanted it, and I wanted to take that purpose and turbocharge it as much as I possibly could to give me the driving force I needed to achieve this difficult goal. Look, this is going to take a lot of work. It's going to take discipline. It's going to take self-control. Why do I want to do that? Why is it worth it to me? And this is what I did. I asked myself, if I were to absolutely optimize my health and fitness, I mean, I am looking amazing. I am feeling amazing. I'm putting amazing food into my body. I'm working out. I feel like a young, powerful athlete, and I am on top of my game. If I were able to accomplish that this year, how would that affect my intellectual life? How would that affect my emotional life? And I went through all the 12 categories. So I'm just give you a couple examples. Here's how me being in top shape would affect me intellectually. Research shows that being in shape, getting proper exercise, proper nutrition, and proper sleep significantly increases your ability to think clearly. Your mind works better when your body's working at optimal levels, clearly, scientifically, because your mind is an extension of your body. Also, intense physical exertion, such as Bikram yoga or a nice long run, can absolutely yield intellectual breakthroughs that can't be achieved in any other way. That's been my experience. Pour into me when I'm in the zone. They come into me, not from me. I'm never as creative as when my body's being pushed to the limit and producing endorphins. So there's a whole, I wrote this little, friggin' paragraph on how that would just turbocharge my intellectual life. What about my emotional life? My physical fitness has a profound impact on my emotional life too. There's a book called Nutrition and the Mind by Dr. Watson, in which he basically puts forth a theory that just about any emotional problem can be traced back to unstable brain energy, which can be traced back to improper nutrition. And this is how I finally ended up beating anxiety. The last piece of it was totally a nutritional component. And after I got on the right diet, Dr. Joe Mercola put me on it, specifically for my anxiety. Within 2 weeks, that anxiety disorder was gone and it never came back. And it was mainly due to my diet. Now, granted, I'd done a million other things before that. I'd really laid the groundwork. But that nutritional piece is what broke me through emotionally.
Incredible.
So I literally did this with every category, Jordan. My love relationship, my parenting, my financial life, my career, more energy, clearer thinking. And by the time I was done with that exercise, I was like, holy shit. There is no way I'm going to fail to achieve this goal. I was so excited. I was so focused. I had such a strong purpose. And I'm going to do that again this January. I don't need to redo the exercise because I already did it, but I'm going to reread it. And I strongly recommend for all Lifebook members who are listening to this right now, who really want to dial in their health and fitness in 2020, to do this exercise.
I love that, man. That is so dead on. And you can do this with any category, right?
Yeah, you can. You can absolutely do it with any category. But health and fitness is a great one.
I'd imagine that was going to be my next point, is it's so foundational. It affects so much. That's probably going to be one of the longer ones. But can you just appreciate what incredible work that you've created with this Lifebook work and with the Lifebook community? If someone were to sit down and do this for all 12 categories, that's 144 visualizations. That's 144 visualizations looking at your life from a different angle than most people do ever.
That's right, Jordan. 100%.
That's crazy, man. This is real work. This is work that everyone needs to be doing. And when you frame it in these alternate ways, it really is like you're stepping outside of yourself and looking at it from a different angle, which always gives you a new perspective and new information. So I just think that's so powerful to think that if you want to do this for all the 12 categories, you could, and you would be wiser because of it. Anyone could do it. All you need is a pen and a paper.
That's crazy, right, man. It's exactly right. And I would strongly recommend it because it's so worth it. Let me just share a couple more here. My love relationship. I always want to be in great shape for my wife. Always. I want her to think I'm sexy forever. I want to be able to do things like Missy and I ran the Chicago Marathon twice. We conquered Machu Picchu. We ran the entire coast of France from Nice to Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat. Any new city we get to, one of the things we do is put on our running shoes and go out for a whole morning, just casually with our camera, and run the city from one side to the other. Being in amazing physical shape has had an absolutely profound effect on my love relationship. Profound.
Totally.
Right?
Totally. Yeah.
Parenting. Think about that. Think about the example that you set, how critical it is for you to take good care of yourself so that your kids can see that they should be doing that too, right?
It's the most important thing to impart that role model on them in that scenario. And like I was saying before, I don't know if there would be a more powerful category to do this exercise with than health and fitness, just because, I mean, man, it boosts everything
let me
up
tell you one.
10 points.
Let me tell you one, the financial category, that would rock.
Yeah,
that would
for
rock.
Sure.
You know?
Same interview with Eric. I think it was either Eric or no, it was Ronan. It was Ronan Diego from Mind Valley. Wonderful interview. You guys have got to check that out. And he said my number one financial strategy when I was putting together programs was health and fitness. It was either Ronan or Eric. They're both great interviews. But yeah, he said my number one strategy, they wanted to hear marketing. They wanted to hear, you know, optimization of your sales funnel or whatever it is. He said, no, health and fitness is your number one asset. Isn't that crazy?
It's awesome. Absolutely.
This is absolutely profound. I love that power of 12 exercise, and I hope that the Lifebook members are going to have a fun time doing that. Any final words on purpose here, signing off for the month of January?
No, I just make sure, you know, as we go through the year of 2020, we take a look at each of these categories and make sure that our purpose is strong enough that we'll have the motivation to do the work required to get to our vision. That's you know, what I'm going to be focusing on this year.
All you Lifebook members out there, I hope you enjoyed this special episode. Thanks for taking the time to do this. This was really great, man. Thank you.
Really enjoyed it, Jordan, as always.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next month, February, for Intellectual Month. I hope you have a wonderful month crafting your life vision and moving towards it one step at a time. We'll be here to help you. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you have an extraordinary day. This is John Butcher and Jordan River signing off, saying we'll see you next time on the Lifebook Podcast.